Why do you enjoy being mad? That's the fleshly realm. That's the devilish realm. That's the soulish realm. You know, that carnal mind is enmity against God, and that means it hates God. It doesn't want to do right. Bishop read it in Proverbs chapter 9 tonight. It doesn't want to do right in itself. It can't do right. That's why you got to stay in Christ. Let Christ stay in you. And first and foremost is Jesus, 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 Jesus. How many of you remember that time Kenny preached? And he kept saying, Jesus, I was looking through my notes the other day. I don't know if I could find it. But I said, my God, I need to read that again. And he just kept saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And that's what we got to do is Jesus in the morning. And he used to sing that song, Jesus at noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And when we keep that in first and foremost in our hearts and in our mind and say, Lord, I want to please you. I'm going to love deeply. Lord, I don't know how, but you know. So it says through what? A knowledge of him. And then he goes on to say that he's going to send us Holy Ghost. Who's going to teach us what? All things. Say all things. Say all things. Say all things. And he'll show us things to come. And it's so much, you know, when you get time, read St. John. I was starting at chapter 13, just trying to get to where I was going. And I got stuck in there. In other words, it was so much in there that I had to read and to try to digest in my spirit. And then on verse 34, let's look at 13:34 of John, chapter 13:34. It was so much in there until I had a hard time getting to 15, which was our scripture for tonight. I had a hard time getting that because it's so much about love. It's so much about who we are in Christ. It's so much in there about what he has done for me. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. It makes me want to praise the Lord, amen. It makes me want to love deeply and live the life that God has planned for me. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have what? Loved you, that you also love one another. And this was the key that he had me to look at and wanted me to remind you, by this love, by this deep love. Everybody say deep love.
Deep love.
Say by this deep love.
By this deep love.
Say it again. By this deep love.
By this deep love.
Men will know that I am, his disciple. He said, you'll know it by this deep love if you do what? Love one another. And so we talk about it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's just what? Do it. Let's just what?
Do it.
Let's just what?
Do it.
I don't have to go around and tell you I have gained weight from the time I used to go to the gym all the time. All you got to do is look at me. If you're loving deeply, if you are doing it deeply, you don't have to go around and tell me. I will experience it.
Amen.
So this is no criticism. It may be a correction. You may be well on your way there. If somebody left 2-3 hours ago going to Chicago and I'm going to leave at midnight, they are way ahead of me.
That's right.
But we're all going to the same place.
All right.
And it's all in Christ. If we could get it in through our heads and then get it in our hearts, that whatever we do that's going to ever count for eternity is in, by, and through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can't do it apart from him. And so much we do is outward, but he wants it inward. You know, they sing that song, Inside Out. We want to get it on the inside, and it will come to the outside. Amen? And listen to what he said. Let me just read that. 36, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered, where I am going, you cannot follow me. now, but you shall follow me afterward. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. And Jesus said to him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. And we think, oh, Peter, how could Peter do that? He spent all those 3 years with Jesus all the time. I mean, rubbing shoulders with Jesus and watching him perform the miracles and knowing people talked about him and did all that. How could Peter deny? And then somebody say something a little cross to us. Something just doesn't go our way and we're upset. And then God provides a way for us to have our needs met. And we won't get in the book. We won't go do what he says. Aren't we denying him, his power, and his love, and his joy, and his peace? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say,
I will
love deeply as the Lord has commanded. God wants to get these things to you naturally and spiritually. He wants us to possess everything that he has for us. 1 John 3:21. Because he's God. You know, if we could just get it that he's God and he's not a man who lie, and he can't lie. And if he said it, he said he'll bring it to pass, and he'll bring it to pass. I was looking at, as a matter of fact, I changed it. I had it on my screen. I didn't want to change it. And that's 1 Chronicles 17:10, back when our house burned in 1978. We had that little two-bedroom trailer, and it burned, and I was getting in a panic, and God said, gave me that scripture, just turn through the Bible, never read it before. And he said, I tell thee, I'll build thee a house, the last part of that 10th verse. And it jumped out at me. And you know, we could have had the house a long time before then, but we would grab hold of it. It was in our spirits. God put it in there. But we would talk about it and we would let go because we were looking at our natural circumstance. My husband would always say, if God give me the lumber and the material, he said, I'd build that house. And I think to myself, we are hardly getting along now. How are you going to build a house? If two of you shall what?
Agree.
If two of you shall what?
Agree.
So that's a step for you who are married and whatever other situation where you need to come into agreement with somebody on something. You can change that whole situation by, in, and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for God. Bishop said it a way I was saying, I don't know what I was saying, telling him, he said, well, the word says nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is too hard for God. And he said, nothing is impossible for him that believes. And it just like grabbed my spirit to him that believes. Say,
Lord, I believe.
Help my unbelief. How am I going to get rid of that unbelief? I'm going to keep studying the word. I'm going to keep meditating the word. I'm going to keep confessing the word of God. I'm going to keep loving deeply. I'm going to let that love for God. See, if you get your love right for God, you're going to love man. I heard Kenneth Hagin say, well, we don't really need the Ten Commandments. And the first thing you would think, what? That's in the Bible. He said, well, if you get the love right, you won't do any of these other things. You won't covet what your neighbor has. You won't commit adultery. You won't steal. You won't kill. You won't do any of that. So walk the love walk.